USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife, Ashley, sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Accuser Christine Ford, scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News,
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife, Ashley, sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Accuser Christine Ford, scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News,
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Republican Utah congresswoman fighting a claim from the left that she took illegal campaign contributions. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A complaint against Republican Mia Love of Utah has been filed with the FEC by a progressive group in Utah claiming the congresswoman accepted more than $1.1 million in illegal campaign contributions. Love's campaign denied any wrongdoing, and she joined Fox News to talk about why she believes this progressive group is coming after her.
You know, I take away their narrative. I have worked together. I work well with even the Congressional Black Caucus. A lot of them are really good friends of mine. They don't like that. They claim the Nancy Pelosi and the DCCC claim that they like diversity. But if you think on your own, if you are an independent thinker, that's not the diversity they like. If you're a Republican, that's certainly not the diversity that they like. And they're frankly afraid that we're going to bring more people to come along with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for...